Exclusive, citizen journalist Hayden Carney details mysterious death of Boston police officer, murder trial underway. By Hannah Knudsen on May 4, 2024. The government may be covering up the true cause of death of a Boston police officer. Citizen journalist Hayden Carney, senior editor for Turtle Boy Daily News, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, laying out evidence that indicates that the officer's girlfriend may have been framed as the murder trial is underway. Karen Reed is on trial for the January 29, 2022, death of Boston police officer John O'Keefe, and her defense team is alleging a massive government conspiracy framing her. As Carney relayed, the two were invited to the home of a man named Brian Albert, who was also a Boston police officer with a reputation of being a tough guy fighter and known as an aggressive man. So they were going to go back to his house, and he was invited back there by a woman named Jennifer McCabe, who is Brian's sister-in-law, his wife's sister. And so, Karen decides, it's about 12:20 a.m., by the time they get there, and a blizzard's coming and just starting, and Karen's like, I'm gonna go home. Call me, you know, let me know everything's okay in there. She did not hear from O'Keefe, and the next morning, she called Jennifer McCabe and asked where O'Keefe was, and she claimed he never came in the house. Ultimately, his body was found outside. Reed reportedly tried to save his life by performing CPR. But he died, and she ended up getting charged 3 days later with manslaughter, which was later kicked up to murder, for allegedly hitting O'Keefe with her car. So now she's facing second-degree murder charges and manslaughter. Carney said, explaining that he pulled up the court filings on the case 15 months later and found that the defense had gotten a hold of McCabe's phone and discovered she had Googled how long to die in cold after 2:27 a.m. and then deleted the search. Why would Jennifer McCabe Google how long to die in cold at 2:27 a.m. if she thought John O'Keefe had gone home to bed and not come inside of the house? Why would she Google that? Well, as it turns out, basically, through my investigation and the defense's investigation, it's been determined that John's body was not on the lawn at 2:30 a.m. Karen allegedly hit him at 12:30 a.m., he said, explaining that he tracked down the street's plow driver, who said he did not see a body on the lawn at that time, either. He said he came back at 3 o'clock, and he saw a Ford Edge parked right where the body would be found 3 hours later by Karen Reed and three members of the Albert family: Brian Albert, the cop who owns the house, his brother, Kevin Albert, who was a police detective, and his nephew, Colin Albert, the 17-year-old punk who had issues with John because they were neighbors, and he had thrown beer cans on John's lawn. All three of them drive a Ford Edge, he said, explaining that authorities have done absolutely nothing to find the driver of that Ford Edge because they are protecting those who murdered O'Keefe by blaming Red. Carney walked through the connections of those involved in the case, highlighting how they are all intricately connected. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Aiden Carney, May 4, 2024. Further, Carney, who said he had been targeted for investigating the case, pointed out that the autopsy photos show that O'Keefe had two huge swollen eyes, a 3-inch laceration in the back of his head, and what appeared to be dog bites up and down his arm. It just so happens that a man-eating dog named Chloe, a 6-year-old family dog, which has twice sent people to the emergency room, according to animal control records, was inside the house that night and is now gone. No one has any idea where she is, if she got old yellered, or if she's just been rehomed somewhere else. Nobody knows. Because that dog is evidence, and it's just gone, he said, explaining that the government's entire case hinges on taillight pieces, supposedly from Reed's vehicle. However, the original officers responding did not even find taillight pieces. The entire case, he said, is incredibly complex, but evidence continues to pile up against the government's case, providing more details. John is about 6'2" tall. The taillight is probably 4.5 feet off the ground, at most, yet, somehow all of the injuries to John are to his eyes and the laceration on the back of the head. He has no broken bones, no broken pelvis, no broken arms. Nothing, no bruises on his body, literally nothing to his body except for the hit in the back of the head and the dog bites on his arm. And the government has absolutely no explanation for how he ended up like this by landing on grass and being hit by Karen's car, he added. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.